The entire world is in your hands. Don't you care? The feral look Kratos gave him said no. Well, that, and for him to go to Tartarus and rot. Delphine sighed. What were they going to do now? They needed the god of strength, one who could pull power from the primal source to combat the most evil of beings. Without Kratos, they didn't stand a chance of winning against Noir and his army of Skotai. The older man walked over to Kratos.
So what country are you from, anyway?
Kratos ignored him as he returned to his work in silence. Phobos moved to stand by his side.
Zeus is willing to forgive you for what you did. He's offering you your godhood back. We need you desperately.
When Kratos still refused to respond, Phobos let out a frustrated breath.
Look, I understand why you're mad, but my brother's life is on the line here. If you don't help me, Noir will kill him.
Kratos didn't even twitch as he worked. A muscle worked in Phobos's jaw.
Fine. When the world ends and everyone here is dead, remember you're the only one of us who could have stopped it.
Kratos continued ignoring him. Phobos turned and headed back to her. Delphine kept waiting for Kratos to reconsider and stop Phobos. But he really appeared to have meant what he had said. He didn't care. Even she, who had nothing save muted emotions, had more feelings than this man showed.
We're so dead,
Phobos said in a dire tone as he rejoined her.
Maybe we ought to join the other team before they pound us into hash.
Delphine cast a hopeless glance back at the man in the garage.
Maybe I should try.
He shook his head.
Oh, there's no reaching him. He's past help.
I can try to contact him in his dreams tonight. He won't be able to run from me then.
He didn't tell her no, but his look reiterated the fact that he thought she was wasting her time.
You want backup?
I think I'll be more effective alone.
Phobos snorted.
Good luck. If you need me, I'll be on standby.
Delphine glanced back at Kratos. He was working, but she saw the agony in his one eye. It was so deep and biting that it made her ache for him.
How strange to have those feelings.
But they meant nothing. She had a mission to fulfill.
I'll be seeing you tonight.
And she definitely didn't intend to fail. Jericho paused as he saw the grease on his hand covering the tattoo he had used to hide the words of condemnation his own mother had burned into his skin at Zeus's command. Old memories tore through him anew as he thought about the way the Olympians had turned on him, and all because he had refused to murder an infant. Closing his eyes, he remembered that one defining moment so clearly. The small hut, the goddess's screams as she begged him for mercy.
Kill me, not my baby, please. For the sake of Zeus, the baby's innocent. I'll do anything.
He had tightened his grip on the child, fully intending to fulfill his duty. The baby's father had gone at his back, but the god of pain, Dolor, had caught him and cut him down before the goddess who had tried so desperately to save her family. That baby's only sin had been its birth. And as he had looked into that small, trusting face, and the baby had smiled up at him, unaware of what was going on, he had faltered.
Kill it!
Dolor had snarled. Kratos had pulled his dagger out to slice its throat. Laughing, the baby had reached for him, its eyes twinkling with fire and joy as its tiny fingers wrapped around his large hand. So he had done the only thing he could. He had used his powers to put the baby to sleep, then smuggled it out and given it over to peasants to raise. One moment of compassion. An eternity of shame, abuse, and degradation. Now they dared to ask him for a favor after all they had done to him. They were out of their collective minds. And he was through with them.
Hey, man,
Dara said, coming up to him.
Why didn't you ever tell us you could speak?
Because talking to Daris might lead to friendship. And if he made that mistake, Daris would die right before him, brutally and mercilessly. Zeus had taken everything from him. So he ignored Daris while he unbolted the alternator that needed to be replaced. Daris made a sound of disgust.
Whatever. Guess you're too good to associate with the rest of us.
Let them think that.
It was much easier than trying to explain a truth they would never accept.
He was alone in this world, as always. Daris wandered over to work on the Toyota that had come in earlier. He and Paul joked good-naturedly while they set about flushing the radiator and putting in new plugs. Jericho had just pulled out the alternator when a shadow fell over him. Looking up, he found the shop owner, Jacob Landry. Short and pudgy, Landry had salt-and-pepper hair that was receding and a pair of greedy blue eyes.
I heard there was some trouble here with you earlier.
Jericho shook his head, no.
Mm-hmm. Shaw done told me that you can speak, too. Is that true?
He nodded.
Boy, why you want to lie to me? I done told you when I hired you that I don't play that bullshit. You want to work here, you come to work on time, keep your personal life at home, and give me no lip and no lies. Comprende?
Yes, sir,
he said as he tried to keep the hostility out of his voice. He hated that he was reduced to belly crawling to assholes like this just so that he could eat.
It won't happen again, Mr. Landry. I promise.
Landry poked him sharply in the shoulder.
It better not.
Jericho tightened his grip on the wrench in his hand, wanting to give Landry a taste of what he was capable of.
There had been a time when he'd have gutted anyone who talked to him like that.
Never mind someone who'd actually dared.